Okay, let's get started. Well, once again, afternoon, folks. Thanks again for taking the time out to join this OMS Tech Friday call. It's our last call for this season. We're going on a little break over the holiday season, and we will come back with new and exciting sessions, in the new year. So stay tuned. We have other things to talk about. So today, I'm happy to have on our call from our product team, Nick Burling, who will be talking about service mapping. And as per usual, this call is a public call. We welcome everybody, customers and partners. All the material shared here is public information. If you have questions, please use the IM window for all your questions. And also, all these sessions will be recorded, and they will be posted at the following link, aka.ms/OMS Fridays. So, as I said, today's agenda is under our insight and analytics pillar, and we'll be talking about service mapping. So, I look forward to your questions, and Nick is here, and other folks on the GBB Black Belt team is here, to help answering those questions, your OMS related questions. So, just again to kind of level set, as we do with every call. We might have folks that are new. It might be their first time on the call. We just want to kind of give a quick overview of what this OMS is. So the Microsoft Operations Management Suite Plus Security is, as it says, it's a suite of solutions that is stretched across four pillars, and it's focused on helping you manage your infrastructure, whether that infrastructure is on-premise or it's in the cloud. And some of the things that it includes is the ability to do automation and control. So we think about PowerShell, DSC, we think about this the insight and analytics piece. So leveraging, for example, log analytics and its capabilities, we can get deep insight into our infrastructure, whether, as I said, that infrastructure is on premise, it's in the cloud, or a third party cloud such as AWS. For more and more, security and compliance is increasingly important. And there are a number of components within the OMS suite, and and an extension in Azure, for example, Azure Security Manager Center, that helps you to manage your infrastructure and ensure that you can keep compliance with whether it be external or internal compliance for your workloads and applications that have been deployed. And finally, we a big focus for as a part of the OMS suite is protection and recovery. So we think about a BCDR solution. OMS covers that capability. So, whether it be backup, our Azure Site Recovery, as the case may be. And I'm going to move on quickly again from this slide. This just gives you a quick overview of the solution and the components. It's the full, and the whole thing is that it's this full circle of our holistic view of your cloud management solution. It allows you to from deploy to monitor to protect, configure, and also apply governance to your infrastructure. So we talk about one of those solutions that a lot of folks are getting interested in and rolling out, and this is the OMS Log Analytics solution. I kind of refer to it as the backbone of the OMS solution, and it's where a lot of customers get started in OMS. So, and what you can do with OMS, I like to call it a visualization solution because it allows you to collect, search, visualize, and analyze data, from your workloads, whether it be on-premise, or in the cloud. And again, we have the ability to collect data from a number of different methods. I mean, it might be applied by the direct agent to Windows or Linux machines. We can integrate with Operations Manager, or we can collect data using various APIs and JSON templates from cloud-enabled technology such as Azure Storage. It might be you're looking at network analytics and stuff like that. So, quick update. So one of the questions that we've been asked a lot of times is, where can I find information and update on the OMS suite? So if you want to stay update with OMS, definitely you want to be looking at the OMS blog. You want to be following the product group on Twitter. And one important tool that was shared with me a couple of days ago was the survival guide, which gives you not only training content but deep content into each solution and how you can start enabling them in your infrastructure. Additionally, as you'll see, The blog also provides updates on new technologies that have been, or new solutions that have been rolled out and items that are in public preview. And currently, the newest items that are in public preview is one that has been, waited for on for a long time, which is formerly known as App Dependency Monitor and now rebranded as a Service Mapping Solution. And then obviously, there's some new components around metric management and buyer alert rules. So, stay close to the blog because it will provide you insight and, a lot of information on the new solutions and guidance, from our product group. So, all right, so we are talking about insight and analytics today, and we're going to be jumping into a discussion with service mapping. I'm really excited to have Nick on the call. Nick has done some amazing presentations on service mapping, and I know today this one will be also a very good presentation as we look at the solution and see how we can understand, our applications in the infrastructure and, provide prescriptive guidance, from what comes back from our service mapping solution. So Nick, I want to turn the call over to you right now, and you can go ahead and share your screen and, present for the folks.
Excellent. Thanks, Ron. So as I bring up my slides here, just to give a little bit of background, so I'm the lead PM working over the new Service Map solution. So this is based off of technology that came through the acquisition of a company called BlueStripe Software, where I was prior to joining Microsoft. And as Ron mentioned, we've just launched public preview just a couple weeks ago, currently in the East U.S. region, although I'm excited to announce that we're actually going to be rolling out to West Europe on Monday as well. That'll be Monday morning, December 12th, Pacific time. So just to set that so people understand, and I'll talk through once we get into things, onboarding and how easy it is to get started and things like that, but just wanted to call that out. So I'm going to walk through just a few slides to kind of set some context around sort of really the problem space that we're trying to address, think about some of the scenarios, but then I'm really going to plan to spend the most of the time actually in live demos and kind of taking you through both the core service map capabilities, but then also how we're really starting to integrate this notion of dependency awareness across all of the solutions inside of OMS. So let's jump in and kind of think about some of the challenges that we're trying to address today. So if you think about kind of traditional monitoring, you may have, whether you're an Azure customer or whether you're running workloads on-prem or in a third-party cloud, you'll have lots of different solutions out there that can maybe go look at individual services and give you visibility and alerts and performance data. Whether I've got Azure websites, whether I'm looking at, individual SharePoint applications, whether I'm running my workloads in on a Hyper-V or in VMware, et cetera. One of the number one challenges that we heard about that kind of gave really the impetus for BlueStripe Software and now ServiceMap is, I don't just want to understand each of these as individual silos. I want to understand their interconnectedness. I want to understand dependencies across these different workloads and these different VMs and the different components that are running in them. And how do I see that across, in a hybrid world, not just across boundaries from on-prem to cloud, but also the reality is most of our customers are really moving towards heterogeneous environments in terms of operating systems and Windows and Linux. And do I have something that's going to help me start to stitch together these dependencies across these different environments? One of the other key things is, I want to understand how these relate to core applications and services. And when I say application, I don't just mean, an instance of IIS or an instance of SQL Server running on a VM. I mean the disconnected distributed application, right? The multi-hop dependencies that make up fundamentally the thing that I care about most, the service that I'm actually providing out to my customers. Then another key element here is change. As we all know, 99% of the time when something has gone wrong, usually there's some kind of a change that caused that, whether it's a change that was intentional, like I maybe rolled out a new version of an application, maybe I'm migrating a workload and I missed the dependency, or whether they're unintentional. And, how do I have visibility to changes and how those may be affecting these complex interconnected systems that make up these distributed apps? So we kind of think of these kind of three pillars. That's really what we focus on when we start talking about ServiceMap. Again, understanding, what services are running on the given VMs that I may be responsible for, but how do those relate to and depend on other services, How do I see all of that in the context of business applications? And then how do I understand the impact of changes planned or otherwise? So why is this such a challenge today? And kind of where do we want to go ultimately? Well, as I mentioned, you think about a lot of different monitoring solutions. And even if you think about it in the context of kind of what Ron was talking about, you look at Log Analytics as a good example. You know, the power of Log Analytics is this tremendous platform for being able to pull data from all these different sources. But at the end of the day, if I am the user, and what I really care about is, let's say, my Acme Co. portal application, where all my customers are logging in to actually, you know, consume services from my business. If I'm not able to start to understand dependencies and think about how I can filter that data that's sitting in Log Analytics, well, then the job is left to me to try and piece that together on my own. And so fundamentally, what people want, what our customers tell us they want, is I want to be able to understand, you know, when people are complaining, when I'm having alerts, when people are trying to log into that customer portal, am I able to start to understand what are the downstream systems that are actually connected? Am I able to start to visualize that and understand how these things play both in real time and, you know, over time, right? Maybe I'm seeing issues that are cropping up periodically, and do I have ability to go back and understand, you know, what was the state of this particular environment at the time when I started to see those issues? And fundamentally, this is what we're about with ServiceMap, is starting to piece together these views and being able to build on top of all of that telemetry and the data that you're already gathering in something like Log Analytics. So what if I told you you could, instead of having to go, you know, build your own searches and look at pulling, piecing together data and trying to sort of assemble a view to what these interconnect systems are on your own, but what if I could tell you, hey, look, we can give you automatic discovery of all of the dependencies for any of your Windows and Linux systems? And what if this could be for literally any TCP connected process down to the individual port and IP address that those processes are connecting to? And so the key thing here is, you know, it's not enough just to say, okay, yep, I can see my IIS connections and I can see my SQL connections, because the reality is what we call collateral damage is often one of the top problems that we see, right? And collateral damage meaning, what, I've got other processes running in these VMs and these workloads. I've got other components that are vying for resources that may be competing. You may not think of them as part of your core application, but the reality is they are consuming resources and they are interacting with your core application components. And so do you have visibility there? So it's not enough just to be able to understand that there are these connections, but I need to be able to visualize them, right? I need to be able to see that in a workflow that's going to help make sense for me to be able to start to understand, okay, if I'm a web admin, is this issue in my domain? You know, do we need to go convene that bridge call and everyone pulls together all of their different tools and solutions? Well, what if I could start to piece that together? And the kind of fourth element here, what if I can start to visualize alerts and changes and security issues right on top of that topology? So fundamentally, this is what ServiceMap is all about. Starts with discovery. Again, automatically building out that common reference to all of these different dependencies, and it doesn't matter where these VMs and these workloads are running. Again, could be on-prem, could be in a third-party hosting environment, could be in the public cloud, in Amazon, in Azure. Do I have visibility to all those services? And that's what our discovery is all about, without you as the user having to predefine anything. Starting to then build in incident management and diagnostic workflows on top of that, because we're now able to look at things like cascading alerts, where I can start at the front end and look and see what back-end dependencies may actually be the source of an issue. I can start to look at things like rogue clients, rogue connections. Like, this gets into that sort of collateral damage scenario that I'm talking about, and being able to visualize performance, visualize alerts all in that context. And then really a third bucket is an area that we see a lot of interest. And certainly cloud migration is a major driver, but it's not limited to cloud migration, really any form of migration, whether you're thinking about, you know, Server 2008 migration coming up as a kind of a business priority. Do I understand what these different systems that I'm looking at migrating are connected to and depend on? And most importantly, what depends on them? You know, if I'm going to go, we had actually a lot of customers that we used to talk about the screen test. Right, and so they're going and doing an inventory of across an entire data center because they're looking at making a move either to another, consolidating with another data center, or moving workloads out to the cloud. And the screen test was basically, yep, we'd go pull that system offline and see if someone screamed, and if they didn't, then we would decommission it. Well, we are biased to believe that there's a more efficient way of going about that, and one that hopefully doesn't have downtime for core business services. And that's being able to leverage the discovery, being able to start to gather inventory of all your machines and understand what they depend on, again, what depends on them, and integrate that data into other tools and processes as part of your migration. And so I'll talk about that as we get into the demos. As we think about, you know, kind of the core capabilities, again, it starts with visibility down to individual servers, you know, VMs, what processes are running on them, what level of connection visibility I have, and importantly, connections out to systems where I may or may not already have our dependency agent, our core data collection agent. Being able to then tie that in with log analytics and start to correlate alerts and performance data against those different VMs and processes in the maps. Being able to integrate other solutions like change tracking, being able to go back in time and leverage that data. And then also, you know, a couple key things from an integration scenario. One is everything that I'm going to show you is backed by an ARM API, Azure Resource Manager API. So you as a customer or as a partner who's looking at integrating have access to this data. It's not just confined to our visualizations. We want to make sure that you can consume that, whether you're doing something as simple as, hey, look, I need an Excel inventory of all my machines and what they're connected to, or if I'm starting to do things like thinking about integrating into third-party CMDBs. Another key area, anyone who is familiar with BlueStripe may have seen, you know, one of the core things that we did was actually integrate directly into SCOM and be able to leverage the application discovery that we provided in the form of automatically defined distributed application definitions inside of SCOM. This is another feature that we're delivering through ServiceMap as well. It's currently in a private preview. This will be rolling out in January. And basically, it will allow you to pull down a management pack if you're running SCOM 2012 R2 or later, pull down a management pack, connect it to OMS, pick which views you want to be able to pull down, and we'll automatically create those distributed app definitions. So just to give you kind of a core overview. So as we think about this, just digging a little bit deeper, you know, so what are some of the kind of core scenarios and use cases that we'll talk about? Well, again, it all starts with having visibility to every connection with no predefinition required. It doesn't matter how short-lived or long-lived that connection is, right? And in fact, many times where we're able to help customers diagnose some of the most tricky issues, it's where you literally would just see processes firing up for milliseconds at a time and then tearing down. And if you don't have visibility to that level of activity, then you may be missing out on some of those core collateral damage scenarios that I mentioned. I talked about dependencies, you know, in the context of migrations. And then also thinking about planned maintenance, right? If you're thinking about doing your patching and you're thinking about backing up, you're thinking about really some of the other core scenarios outside of core monitoring, having dependency awareness can be really critical there as well. As we start thinking about getting into application level visibility, and this is going to be something I talk about both in terms of what's there as well as some roadmap items, you know, being able to actually understand the different tiers that make up these different applications, and again, being able to very quickly visualize that within a map, and this will be a core scenario that I demo in a couple minutes. We talked about, you know, root cause and being able to integrate data from log analytics. Again, we can leverage the power of everything that log analytics provides as a data platform from an alerting perspective and all the flexibility you have to be able to translate queries that you build on top of log analytics into alerts. Well, now you can start to overlay those. You can tie them in a visual way where I can understand, you know, instead of going and looking at a wall of alerts, you know, is this alert even relevant to the issue I'm trying to troubleshoot right now? And I'm gonna go through an end-to-end demo scenario specifically focused around here. Performance data, certainly. You know, I want to be able to understand as I'm going in and looking at particular VMs and processes, you know, are we seeing spikes in performance data that may be correlated with when we're seeing alerts and new connection activity, et cetera. So again, being able to position this so you're not just looking at CPU and memory graphs, but you're looking at that in the context of a set of dependencies, whether you're troubleshooting or whether you're just doing proactive monitoring. Then being able to think about how you can start to tie this into your overall root cause process. One of the other key things is being able to think about tying this into incident, and I'll talk a little bit about that as well. But again, one of the easiest ways that I think about this is that bridge call scenario, right? Where typically we have customers where someone says, hey, the application is slow, okay, everyone, I get my web admin, I get my database admin, I get my network admin, I may even pull developers in if I'm using APM functionality, and everyone's looking at their tool. Well, you know, what if we can start that with just one person? Right? What if we can start that and say, you know, before you go bring in all those resources and, you know, pull developers off of actually, you know, what they're supposed to be doing, writing code, you know, what if we can start to go in and isolate this down and tie that across your overall end-to-end root cause analysis and troubleshooting process? So we really see this as becoming a foundation for that. I talked about migration. You know, what do we see as sort of the core challenges around migration? Certainly, it starts with that discovery element. And we would have, you know, no end of discussions with customers that would sort of tell us, oh man, I wish I had something like this back before I started my project several months ago. Because literally you'll just spend man months on top of man months just trying to make sense of what the environment looks like. What systems do I have? You know, I feel like I've got kind of a good Visio understanding of my applications, but the reality is we don't really know. And so do I have a way of starting to get real visibility to what all these different dependencies are so I start to build out that migration plan? You know, I know that I'm not going to run into issues. And so if we think about this, I won't spend a ton of time on this, but just a key thing is to understand that you can really leverage this as a way of building a very specific approach to how you think about going through migrations. Starts with discovery and doing that inventory, starting to think about what workloads are connected to different systems, and then again, pulling in performance data and being able to start to categorize those workloads. You know, actually doing the migration, and you can think about things like Azure Site Recovery as a really cool solution here, where you can actually leverage its failover capabilities to actually go ahead and lift and shift those workloads up to the cloud. But then once you've done that, validating, right? Am I seeing failed connections? Am I seeing any issues with dependencies that may have gotten left behind once I've done the migration? And then certainly the ongoing monitoring and management, right? That it's not enough just to have visibility when you're making changes. You want to have that over time. So we can spend a lot of time just on this, and this is a big focus for us across OMS as all overall. But certainly ServiceMap, I think as we get into the demos, you'll see can play a key role here. So I'm going to jump ahead now. I'm actually going to go right into the demo. Please feel free. I've got the window up here, the chat window. If you've got questions, feel free to type them in, and I'll try and take them as I see come through. But I'll certainly leave some time at the end here to answer some questions as well. So we're looking at the OMS overview. Hopefully, most of you are familiar with this at this point, where I've got, you know, my different solution tiles, and in this case, we can see ServiceMap here. Before I jump into a demo of ServiceMap itself, let me just talk really quickly about how you actually get started with it and get access to it. So one really important point, and I'll actually come into the gallery here to show you. You do need to have a workspace currently. If you were going to go sign up because you get excited today, again, it does need to be in East US. As of Monday, we will be in West Europe as well. But your workspace does need to be in the OMS data plan. And that is because, as Ron was talking about, ServiceMap is really part of the overall insight and analytics solution or offering. And so very important point, because we've had some questions come up. You know, if you want to get access to ServiceMap, whether at the free or at the paid tier, you do need to have your workspace signed up for the OMS data plan, pricing plan, and you need to add, that'll give you access to the insight and analytics solution. And here in the gallery, you'll be able to see, and it's called out, insight and analytics and then service map, and you'll be able to get visibility to what you need to get here. Now, because I already have my environment set up, you're not going to see, if I go in, you won't see the configuration screen, but let me just go ahead and show you that really quickly before we dive into the demo. The first experience that you'll get as a customer when you go add ServiceMap in, it's very, very easy to get this set up and running. The key thing to know, and I'll go into our configuration screen here, is you do need to download and install a Windows or Linux agent, depending on what platforms you're interested in monitoring and discovering. And the other key thing is that it does rely on the Microsoft monitoring agent or on the OMS Linux agent on Linux. And basically, the way to think about this is, our dependency agent is a new data collection type, and this, you know, sort of the core IP that we've built to be able to get the visibility I'm going to show you in a couple minutes does require that additional component, and it uses the Microsoft monitoring agent or the OMS Linux agent for that data pipeline up to the cloud. So we're leveraging all of the existing data ingestion capabilities that we have. And yeah, just on the question of, is this in addition to the LMS agent? The answer is yes, it is. And currently that is, you do need to manually pull that down, and you can do silent installs. So you can leverage SCCM. You can leverage really any of your software distribution tools to be able to go automate deployment of that. One other thing that I'll talk about a little bit later as we talk about features is we are investing in what I call bootstrapping, to where you won't have to actually manage this agent. It'll just be able to be automatically configured to specific VMs that where you want to apply ServiceMap, but I'll talk about that in a little bit. So once you've got your agent, at least one agent connecting into the service, you'll see on the ServiceMap overview tile here, it'll give you a view of the number of systems that are connecting in. And it'll give you a split across Windows and Linux. And we can see here I've got 15 Windows machines and four different Linux machines. So when I click in, you're going to get a view to all of the different machines over here on our machine list that you have connecting in. You can see my spread across the different Windows and Linux machines. And then it's going to load up your a dependency map, and it's going to just pick by default that first machine it sees in the web here. So here what we're seeing is a dependency view for, in this case, this happens to be an Azure VM running in a VM scale set. And right off the bat, you can see all of the different processes that are running, TCP connected processes running in this OS. So really important point, what I mentioned before in the slides, when we talk about TCP dependencies, clearly there are other processes running in this OS, but really what we're focused on is those interconnections. We want to understand those that are making connections out to other systems that are that are receiving connections from other systems. And so we're really going to be filtering and focusing there in terms of what we're mapping and monitoring. Now, right off the bat, you're going to see a couple different things. Here on the front end, you'll see this three clients. If I click on this, you're going to get a view to what are the identities of the different clients that are connecting in over what port. So we can see here the different IP addresses and the port that are connecting in. You know, in the case of these front-end client connections, we're not going to show you every single individual client on the map. Right? As you think about it, the map wouldn't scale, and visually that's not that useful. But we're going to give you that inventory so you can understand, you know, how many clients are connecting into these different processes. Over on the right, and you can think of this map as flowing roughly left to right in terms of TCP connections. So I have clients connecting into my system process here, and then we can see a bunch of connections coming out of the back end of my systems. And if I start to focus in by clicking on my Acme customer portal app, we can start to get information about that. So over here on the properties panel, you're going to see, yep, this is a W3WP, so this is IIS. I can see when the process was started. I can see the actual user domain that was initiating it, what version, working directory, even the full command line for that process. But in addition, I can also see what connections is that particular process making. And you're going to see a mixture of two different types of nodes here on the map. First, we're going to see this one that I can obviously see is running Linux. I can expand that out. And in this case, we can see this is actually a Linux system running Tomcat. And so my IIS app is actually connected into that Tomcat instance on this Linux box. Now you're going to see some other ones here. If I expand one of these, we can also see ones where we're just showing you IP address, or in some cases, we'll actually show you the DNS name. This is an example where we don't have an agent on that system, but we're able to show you at down to the individual IP and port, what is the connection that's being made out to that. So in this case, we have a connection going from that IIS instance out over port 443. Now, in some cases where we're able to actually perform a reverse DNS lookup, we're actually able to resolve that IP address and show you not just an IP, but in this case, I can show you this is actually an Azure table instance, a table storage instance. And again, I can see what port that's being connected to. So the key thing as we kind of step back to this machine here is we're going to give you out of the box instant visibility to all of the different connections that the processes on these systems are making. And frankly, it doesn't matter what those processes are, right? We're not just focused in on kind of transactional applications. We're really looking at the breadth of everything that that particular system depends on in the context of this time range that we're looking at, which is the last 10 minutes as a default. But now let's tie this together in the context of kind of an end-to-end scenario where we start thinking about root cause and we start thinking about, you know, how is this going to help me in troubleshooting and better understanding my environment? Well, so let's take a scenario where maybe I'm the web admin for this Acme customer portal. And let's say, you know, classic scenario, I get that incident or that trouble ticket that says, hey, people are having problems logging in, or the, you know, Acme customer portal is slow. And you know, that could be delivered through, you know, a Slack notification, through Microsoft Teams. That could just be a standard email. Could be an incident coming from ServiceNow. But really, what do I do now? So instead of going off and just trying to hunt through a list of alerts, or maybe trying to just look at CPU and memory for my particular VM, well, you know, I could start here and I could go look at this particular machine. So when I click over on the performance tab over here, I'm now getting a view to CPU and memory utilization, network bytes in and out for this particular machine. If I'm the web admin, you know, I own that machine. You know, I'm not seeing any alerts on this map on for that machine. I am seeing a little spike there, but really it's nothing. I mean, basically this machine really isn't having any issues from a core resource utilization perspective at all. But we also want to understand some other things like context. So maybe in that incident that I got, it told me that people started to actually see issues with this and started first reporting issues yesterday, you know, early in the morning. Well, let's go back and look at that. So let's go actually switch the time range to maybe the incident said, hey, starting around 4 a.m., you know what, I want to go back and look at this same environment starting at 4. Let's go look at a 20-minute window so I can pull up a view of my core system so I can understand exactly what was going on during the time that people first started reporting issues for this particular environment. So here we can see, again, here's my Acme customer portal IIS app pool. We can see that we have that Tomcat instance back here. But right off the bat, you know, we can see that there was an alert. I'm seeing some other things that are starting to draw my attention here. So let's go ahead and click on one of those. So here I can see for this application server, we're actually pulling in alerts. Again, these are being pulled from Log Analytics, and we're able to tie this together because we have the context of dependencies for this particular system. And here we can see we've got high CPU alerts, and this is over 90% CPU was the overall alert that was being triggered. We can also see low memory. And if I come over here and I look at the performance data, yep, we can see these periodic spikes up to 100%, both CPU and memory. I mean, this guy really seems to be thrashing. So, you know what, I want to actually kind of shift my attention here. Even though I'm the web admin and I'm really responsible for this front-end web server, you know, before I go, you know, trying to dig into lots of other alerts, go convene a bridge call and get other people involved, I want to better understand what might be going on here. So I'm actually going to shift my context, and I'm going to go focus in really on that app server machine. I want to understand what else might be going on in that machine so I can have more context before I assign this incident to somebody. So now I'm looking at a map really centered around this particular machine. If I focus in on Tomcat, we can really see kind of our three-tier application here. Got my front-end web servers, I've got Tomcat, I've got a back-end MySQL database. And in this context, we can see some other information. So beyond Tomcat, there's a variety of other processes running, but I've got this backup.pl process, which is interesting. I don't know about you guys, but personally, I'm not familiar with too many backup products that are written in Perl. But I'm also seeing some other interesting things. Where you see this dotted red line, that's actually showing you a failed connection. So we've actually able to detect that the backup.pl process was trying to connect over port 4475, I'm not really familiar what that port is, to this particular machine. So some strange behavior there, and there's a process going on. But we've got some other indications beyond just performance alerts that we were looking at. And if I click here, here's where we can actually see integration with change tracking. So as Ron was talking about, you think about that other pillar of automation and control. One of the core capabilities that they provide there is the ability to track changes at the service, at the software, at the registry, and even at the file level across your Windows and Linux systems. And what we've been able to identify is someone actually added this backup process right around the time when we were starting to hear people complaining about issues, and we're actually seeing performance alerts for this particular machine. So things are starting to look pretty suspicious about what's going on in this machine. I may want to drill in and understand a bit more. So I'm going to go ahead and click into Log Analytics, and this is going to actually take me into a search view. So now I can start to be a little bit more forensic and kind of understand what else might be going on. Here I can see that change record. And what I'm going to do, just to make things simple, I've saved off a couple searches here. What I really want to understand is I was seeing CPU for that overall machine was spiking up. And I want to understand, you know, is this a systemic issue for that machine? Am I seeing other components on there that may be contributing to this? Again, start to leverage some of the capabilities of what I've got with Log Analytics. So here again, I can see some periodic spikes, but we were just looking at that 20-minute range. I want to go expand this time range out and look at last 6 hours. Wow, yeah, we can really see that machine is just, you know, getting hammered on CPU repeatedly across this time range. And what I actually want to do now is go in and say, all right, well, what might be contributing to that particular spike for the overall VM? So again, I've got a save search here that's going to actually go look at top five processes, top processes by CPU for this app server machine. So here I can see all the different machines in terms of their CPU utilization. And when I hover over that backup process, wow, that's pretty condemning right there. You can see same pattern of spiking CPU. We're able to really come right in here and kind of get down to that root cause. So if we kind of step back, you know, certainly we've set up a scenario here that kind of gives us a nice view, but hopefully it's helped to hit home some key pieces. Number one, being able to start with that basis of discovery, knowing that service map is what's going to handle all of the dependency discovery. You're not going to have to predefine anything. So even connections that you aren't expecting to see there, you know, things like processes that are running inside of the OS that may be causing collateral damage for your core app components. ServiceMap is going to help you surface that. But it doesn't just stop at structural awareness and understanding the details of these different connections. It's also about being able to understand what alerts may be triggered. Again, being able to understand downstream alerts that may be impacting core components that you may own as one part of this overall infrastructure. It's about having visibility to things like changes and being able to surface information on what kinds of changes may be occurring across different time ranges, and might that be tied to events and issues that you're seeing. We also have other, you know, integration points. So here, when I click on the update solution, again, another capability that's provided within the automation and control solution, we can also start to surface things like missing updates. And as you can probably tell here, we haven't been too diligent about maintaining the updates for our demo environment here. I can see I've got 10 critical different updates and 13 sort of at the other level. And we can see these spread across different types of components. I can click on it. I can get additional information like, yep, we're out of date on a kernel patch for this particular version of Linux. You know, I may want to go jump on that. Otherwise, my security team is going to be coming and bugging me. If I switch the map here and go look at, come back to one of our front-end web servers, start to show some other integration points that we've got across not just alerting and performance data, but also being able to go look at, in fact, let's go ahead and come back and look at, we'll go look at the last 30 minutes for this machine and see if it lights up. We've also got the ability to go look at security events. So if I had any security issues for this particular machine, we do have our security tab here. I don't happen to have any during this window that are lighting up. Let's go ahead and look at one other machine just in case. I think we purposely try to not be very good citizens in terms of maintaining this. And here you go. You can see an example. For this particular load machine, we can see we've got insufficient protection, and I can click into that. Again, it'll take me into Log Analytics, and I can start doing investigation. So, and I'm going to pause and answer some questions I'm seeing in the chat window here in a second. But again, just to kind of round this out, you've got dependency discovery across any of your Windows and Linux machines. You've got the ability to overlay performance data, to be able to understand alerts and changes, to be able to see security issues and updates. So we really see this as being kind of a central piece to a lot of your diagnostic monitoring and workflow. So let me go ahead and look at some of the questions here. So we had one question that came up: how will ServiceMap work if you can't monitor all of the servers in your application? So for example, you may rely on a third-party service. Excellent question. So hopefully what you're seeing here, right here in this map itself, is an example kind of what you're going to get. So let's say I've expanded this system here, my A23 blah, blah, blah machine is actually a third-party machine, and I don't have the ability to go install a management solution on a third-party service, but I at least want to understand that there's a dependency there and be able to understand, you know, if I'm seeing issues. In this case, this is, you know, a Java update checker, so it's just an infrastructure service. But let's say that was actually a core app component, and I'm starting to see issues with that particular machine in that process. And, you know, I can't figure out anything running locally. I'm not seeing issues. And I'll talk about integration with things like App and Insights in a bit, but I'm not seeing issues at the application level. You know, maybe I need to now go work with that third-party service provider to understand might there be something going on there. So we will visualize those dependencies. We just won't be able to go down to the same level of detail, down to the individual process level where you have those third-party services where you aren't able to install our agent. A couple questions that came up here. I guess it looks like it's a duplicate of the same one. This comes up all the time. Give me an estimate of the overhead cost for collecting the process data and pushing it to storage, CPU, et cetera. So the core dependency agent that we use has been, as I mentioned, we came through the acquisition of a company called BlueStripe Software. BlueStripe had been in the market for 7 years with our core technology, working with very large enterprise customers. And we know very well that we cannot impact the environments that we're monitoring and managing. And the key thing to know is the dependency agent on fully loaded machines where we're monitoring, you know, hundreds of different connections for all those different processes is really going to be in the noise, where you're going to see it at the 0.1 to 0.5% CPU and memory typically. And in fact, you can actually even go look in log analytics. You could go monitor that and see the performance of the agent itself. It's not something that gets hidden. Another question, will it show latency of remote calls to third-party services? So currently, in terms of latency, what we're actually showing for individual machines, if I come back and look at performance, is going to be in terms of network bytes sent and received. It's really the data that we're providing across connections at this point. One of the things that we're going to be doing is actually integrating with Application Insights. So you may or may not be familiar with App Insights. It's an application performance monitoring solution that's available through Microsoft as well. And there's actually a connector where customers are using App Insights to be able to monitor data sort of at the transaction and down at the code level. They can actually send data into Log Analytics, and one of the things that we're going to be lighting up in the early part of 2017 is actually the ability to start to pull in data and overlay it here in these maps as well. So I could actually tell you, you know, are there transaction failures or application failures for particular components and for particular dependencies. So today we do not have latency data for these links, but you will see that start to come in through some of our integration with things like Application Insights. We had one here of, can we monitor Azure platform services with ServiceMap or just VMs? Great question. So today with ServiceMap, it does only support VMs where we can actually install our dependency agent to get this level of data. So those can be IaaS, can be Service Fabric. Those can obviously be VMs running on-prem or in your own private clouds or in AWS or other third-party clouds. But they do need to be VMs. A major investment that you're going to see us make, again, in the first part of next year is going to be around being able to discover resources through ARM, through Azure Resource Manager. And that's going to give us a couple key benefits. Number one, we can start to do interesting things like, hey, look, you know, this isn't just an IP address and a port. That's actually a SQL Azure instance. Be able to identify it as such and then start to pull data. And as you start to have solutions built into Log Analytics, we can start to overlay performance data directly inside of our views, much like you're seeing us do here with core VM performance resource metrics. Another key thing is it'll just enable us to do much broader dependency discovery across other things like load balancers, for example. As you think about Service Fabric, today if I come in and look at one of these Service Fabric instances, most Service Fabric deployments are going to have load balancing put in front of them, but today we're really just going to see those represented as IP addresses that are connecting into things like the system process. What we're going to be doing through ARM is being able to actually understand, yep, there's a load balance there. In fact, we can see the connections coming from your front-end web tier flowing through that. So ARM-based integration is going to be a key thing. Looking down the list here, any plans, integration into network virtual appliances, firewalls, et cetera? Yes. So again, through ARM-based discovery, load balancer would be one. Looking at being able to detect firewall rules and overlay that on these views is something we're going to be going after. And it actually relates to the next question, which is around network monitoring integration. Absolutely. So one of the core scenarios that we're going to look at lighting up, you may or may not be familiar with Network Performance Monitor, which is another solution as part of Insight and Analytics, which gives you core loss and latency monitoring. One of the scenarios that we're going to be looking at lighting up is, let's say I can detect that, you know, there's an issue going on where we're seeing latency on the link between this Fabric DCA process and Azure Table Storage. And we've got an alert that's being triggered by a Network Performance Monitor, and I want to overlay that on top of our views here. So that's absolutely one of the core scenarios that we're going to be going after. And really, this is one of the most common scenarios that we would get asked for at BlueStripe as well as here with ServiceMap is the challenge of being able to bridge between that app and system level visibility and the network. And so that we're excited to start working with the NPM team to start lighting up some of those scenarios. In terms of Azure Stack integration, putting Azure on agents on Azure Stack servers, absolutely. So we get this question on a couple fronts. One is, will this be able to manage both the underlying Azure Stack resources themselves, kind of from an infrastructure perspective, but then also the guests running inside of Azure Stack? And absolutely. So we're in talks with the Azure Stack product team, as well as just, any of these scenarios, like this VM that I'm showing you right here, could just as well be a VM running inside of Azure Stack and giving you that same visibility. One of the other questions that does come up is, will I be able to deploy this purely within Azure Stack? Because we are an OMS service, we are delivered as a cloud-based service. So again, our focus is not on running OMS from within Azure Stack, but instead providing first-class management of all of the guests and workloads running in Azure Stack using OMS, and ServiceMap is no different on that front. So another question, if I add the agent to a Bera NGF, will it work? So basically, we run the agent inside of the core Windows and Linux operating systems. So if it is an OS that we support, and I can show a link later on to the documentation, which goes through at length the different versions of Windows and Linux that we support. As long as we can install the agent there, then we're going to be able to provide this visibility frequently. And to be honest, I'm not familiar with that particular solution. But if it is purpose-built appliance, often they are custom versions of Linux, for example. If it is not a supported version of Linux, then no, you can't install the agent there. If it is, then yep, you're going to be able to install on that OS and get visibility just like I'm showing you here. Yeah, so there we go. Looks like someone has clarified there. Mark, in terms of from the Azure, Barracuda Next Generation Firewall Linux VNA from the Azure Marketplace. Yeah, again, as you look at those network appliances, those are typically custom versions of Linux, and so by and large, you're not going to be able to install our agent there. What we'll be looking at doing is, again, leveraging ARM and be able to see what other metadata and information we can gather about endpoints where we don't actually have our agent installed, but we can still understand more information about it. So couple other key points that I want to call out in terms of other things you're going to see light up in the very near term in terms of futures. First thing, one of the first questions people ask about is, hey, okay, this is cool. I see, a particular VM, and if we kind of come back to our application server example here, I can see from the perspective of this VM, I can see, my front-end web servers and my back-end database and all these other connections. But you know what? I want to be able to model kind of a more complex application. Is there a way for me to have multiple different machines kind of be the focus of this? And the answer is very soon, yes. And so we're going to be providing what we call multi-machine groups, where a user can actually specify, hey, look, I want these five Service Fabric machines to be treated as one group and build me a map and visualize those dependencies. And a default experience will be, we'll show you the common connections that connect between those, and then you can expand and see other connections that they're making outside the context of that as well. So that's something that's going to be lighting up in early January. Another is really going more in the direction of the automated distributed app discovery. And really, we're going to be focusing on IIS-centric applications as a starting point. And so if we kind of look at this example again, if I focus here, where I'm looking at Acme Customer Portal, and I can see those two instances across my VM scale sets, Tomcat and the backend database and some other backend connections. Basically, what we're going to be looking at doing is providing out-of-the-box discovery for those Acme Customer Portal applications. So in this case, you would see over here, instead of just a list of machines, I could have a list of groups as well as apps, and I would see Acme Customer Portal app, and I would get a filtered map that would really just focus in on these front-end systems, Tomcat, and then these back-end dependencies. And it's going to be dynamic, right? So let's say you stand up a new instance in your VM scale set, and it's also running the Acme Customer Portal app pool, you would see that automatically fault in and be included as part of the app. So those are a couple key areas. So in addition to the ARM-based discovery, being able to define groups and be able to visualize those groups as a more complex set of dependencies, and then ultimately getting into the automated app discovery. Another piece in the app discovery is we'll also provide kind of user-driven or user-seeded discovery, where let's say there's some core process that isn't something we kind of recognize with our app discovery rules as an entry point or a starting point for an app. Right, click on a process, have a context menu and say, build me an application, and then we can basically use that as a policy to go look and say, all right, I found four other instances of that, and we match on things like command line, for example, four other instances of that process across these machines, and then it'll build your topology view from there. So last other area, just from a futures perspective that I'll just talk about, is you're going to see us doing more on the integration front as well. We're going to be looking at pulling in runbooks. So for example, system runbooks, where I've got a default set of runbooks that I can tie in and say, you know, simple things like start, stop VM, certainly. But basically imagine an action panel over on the right where I can actually execute those runbook tasks directly from the dependency map. Another one that's very common is we have a lot of customers, certainly, that are ServiceNow customers. And as you may or may not know, there is integration with ServiceNow inside of OMS today, where I can go define alerts that actually create ServiceNow incidents, but I can also pull my ServiceNow incidents into log analytics. And so we're going to be surfacing information like in that troubleshooting scenario I was in. You know, let's say I come in and I can actually have visibility to, hey, look, there's actually, in addition to these alerts for that machine, we've actually got two active incidents that are being worked, and even link to those so you can get information on it. So those are a couple things. So Andy, on the question of, you know, do I have a link with it? No, there's nothing published at this point. This is just a feature that we're going to be working on in the first quarter of next year. But certainly as we get closer to lighting it up, we'll publish blogs, et cetera. You know, with a lot of these features that I'm talking about, we work with a cohort of our customers. So before we launched the public preview, we had a lot of customers that were working with us in the private preview. As I'm sure many of you know, working with other solutions inside of OMS, this is a core and fundamental way to the way that we build features, get them tested and validated with our customers, and then improve before we roll them out. So if anyone is interested in taking part in our preview and getting kind of early access to some of these features and helping us test them and make sure that they're ready for prime time, feel free to shoot me an email. I'll put my Microsoft email address right here. So anyone can feel free to follow up and request getting access to our preview program. Let's see. David asked about integration with VMware solution. Yes, absolutely. So as you've got, interesting, for some reason it told me it couldn't post my email address. But anyway, if there are questions, you can always follow up with Rowan, and he knows where to find me. For some reason it said it wasn't allowing me to post my email address, but it's very simple. It's just nick.berling@microsoft.com. In any case, on the VMware front, absolutely. And you can really think about this in general. Like as more and more of these solutions are surfacing within OMS, we really have built a framework here where we're able to start to bring that in the context of our dependency views, whether that's App Insights data, whether that's ServiceNow. So VMware is another one, absolutely, that we're going to look at doing. And then other areas like being able to go in and get Hyper-V host metrics as well. So definitely area that we're going into. So that's kind of the core that I want to focus on. If there are any other questions, feel free to keep typing them in into the chat window there. Or again, feel free to follow up with email, and I'm more than happy to answer questions over email, or if you'd like to join us as part of the preview program. So I think that's all I wanted to cover there, Rowan, or if anyone wants to chime in, I guess I just see the audience got unmuted, so if anyone wants to ask any questions live, feel free.
All right, folks, I think that was a great overview. Well, not more than an overview, a deep dive into the service mapping solution. So does the mics are open. Does anyone have any questions? Nathan, regarding OMS support for, do you mean seeing, so you can drill down from the OMS portal into ARM? That is coming in the first quarter of next year. So stick around, it will be there soon.
So what's the this is John Corcus. So when we add a VM to the OMS portal through the ARM portal, the agent gets pushed out to the VM automatically. Can that not be done with this agent as well?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And as I mentioned earlier, kind of this notion of bootstrapping is something we're actively working on. So the quick answer is absolutely yes. You can actually do this today using desired state config. And if you want to follow up, if there are any questions, we can give you, we're happy to share sample scripts that you can use to be able to configure desired state configuration if you're using that tool to be able to make sure that dependency agent is included along with the OMS agent on Windows and Linux to be able to kind of bootstrap it. Another thing that we're doing is we're actually building right now a VM extension for the dependency agent, so that that'll be another mechanism. And then a bit kind of bigger picture, there's actually a new feature that's being it's in private preview right now within OMS within Log Analytics, which is called solution targeting. And so the idea here is, you know, when I'm in, you know, in configuring, if I can come back in here, if I'm in configuring all the different types of solutions that I've got, you know, as you may know, right now when I go do things like light up change tracking or security and audit, it's being applied across all of the different VMs that you're currently monitoring with OMS. One of the top requests that we've gotten is, look, I want to be able to say, yep, I want service map on these 600 of the total 1,000 machines in my environment. And so it'll give you the mechanism to say, go, you know, pick a group of machines, apply service map to it, and actually the we'll be able to use the bootstrapping component to download and install and configure the dependency agent. So you as the end user won't have to be able to do that. So that's a longer term thing that we're working on in the first half of this coming year. I'm hoping to light that up in the first quarter. But there are tools today, in particular using desired state config, and we're going to be putting out a VM extension very soon. So both of those will help you. Yep, we'll plan on pushing those DSC scripts into GitHub. They're not there yet.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Sure. Any other questions I can answer for folks?
It seems like you have all the questions covered, Nick.
Great.
Well, alerting to a DevOps with a mobile app. That's interesting.
So I think this is not a service map specific question, but yeah. OMS alerting in general. So when you go in and look at alerts, alert config inside of OMS, there are several different actions that you can take,
right.
One of which includes webhooks. And so today, you can absolutely leverage webhooks to be able to, you know, tie into a variety of third-party different solutions. So, for example, if I come in here and edit this high CPU alert, you'll see a bunch of different actions over here, including webhooks, and basically here's the URL you need to invoke. So that's one very custom piece. In terms of the 365 app, that's not something we have out of the box, but I know the team that's focused on alerting is looking at a variety of different things. Another key thing is integration with Azure notifications as a key part of the overall Azure Monitor solution. And so you're going to see more going on there in terms of targeting SMS, et cetera, and OMS alerts will be integrating in with that notification system coming up in the next first part of this next year.
Hey, Nick,
yeah.
incredible presentation. What a good job. Quick question for you. And perhaps I should know the answer, but I don't. So VNet peering for multiple VNets within the same region, or let's say a virtual network gateway connection, which connects two VNets in two different data center regions, like east and west, right? Because that you'd have to use that. Or take a, you know, which a common use would be a GOHA service fabric cluster. So now we're starting to see, you know, more and more components spread out. The OMS view, can the OMS workspace with this plugin, the service map Bluestripe plugin, be used to watch multiple regions? In other words, your assets across multiple
geographies? Absolutely. Yeah. So there's no coupling of where the actual VMs that we're monitoring and the connections, et cetera, reside and the underlying workspace itself. So you can have, this is one of the key values of OMS, is in this workspace. In fact, I should have mentioned this, the app that I'm showing you is actually a hybrid app. So these are VMs running in an Azure VM scale set. This Linux box we're running Tomcat, and the backend MySQL box are both on-prem Linux systems. So really the dependency view wouldn't be affected at all. It can span different geos, regions, doesn't matter. Basically, as long as you've got connectivity between the agent, the OMS agent is able to send its data up to OMS, then you'll be able to get that kind of one pane of glass view across those different geographies.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. I've got to run because I do have another call, but I hope this was helpful. And again, please feel free to follow up with me directly if there are any other questions that come up after the call.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Nick, for the presentation. I know everybody enjoyed it. Yeah, Nathan, I'll follow up with you on email. Please send me an email regarding that request. And yes, we will continue the sessions in 2007. Look out for updates on when the new sessions will start. But until then, I hope everybody has a good holiday. And thanks for participating. And all the best until 2017.